order.
There are lies, damn lies, statistics and dodgy numbers identified as dodgy by the Prime Minister, John Key, in answer to this question from opposition leader Andrew Little.
After all the public outcry and all the official advice about the chronic housing shortage in Auckland and across New Zealand, and with thousands of young families missing out on the Kiwi dream of home ownership, does he really think 18 affordable houses in 3 years is anywhere near good enough?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister. Speaker,
if the member wants to believe some dodgy number, he's welcome to. But then he believes a whole lot of dodgy numbers sometimes, Mr. Speaker. But Mr. Speaker...
18 was not such a dodgy number, though, as Mr. Little tried to table proof that it was, in fact, an actual statistic.
I seek leave to table a letter from the Auckland Council to my office dated the 5th of October 2016, showing that 18 affordable houses have been sold to first home buyers in Auckland special housing areas.
18!
Order!
Speaker David Carter put Mr. Little's request to the House.
Leave is sought to table that particular letter from the Council to Mr. Little. Is there any objection to it being tabled? There is objection.
Undeterred, the Labour leader had another question for Mr. Key.
With only 18 affordable houses sold to first home buyers, developers pulling out, land bankers sitting on sites instead of building houses on them, and a minister incapable of doing his job, isn't it now just time to admit that National's flagship housing policy has been a complete and unmitigated disaster?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, in answer to the last part of the question, no, it's not true. In answer to the first part of the question, it's not 18, but even if it was 18, there'd still be five times as many people who voted for Phil Gough to be, voted for Andrew Little to be the leader.
The Prime Minister's nose for dodgy numbers was back in action for the next question from Greens co-leader Materia Toure, who asked him if he'd adopt a list of indicators for child poverty.
I think it's far more sensible for the government to approach this issue in a systematic and thorough way, dealing with each of these issues, rather than spend, as that member wants to, her lifetime dreaming up some dodgy number which she knows is wrong.
Order.
Materia Toure took exception to that.
Point of order, sir. That was an unnecessary and personal attack.
Order.
I take personal offence.
I couldn't hear correctly what the point of order is.
I take personal offence at that personal attack on my integrity, sir, and
order.
Ask for him to withdraw and apologise.
Order. No, when I consider... I don't think the final part of the answer was helpful to the Order of the House. I accept that. But I hardly think it was a personal attack on the member.
Now, from the debating chamber to the committee rooms with Rhys Lyon.
Public submissions to the Health Committee on a petition calling for an inquiry into euthanasia included one from Louise Forsyth, a palliative care nurse who disagreed with the official stance of the body governing her industry, Palliative Care Nurses New Zealand. While the organisation had submitted in opposition to the legalisation of euthanasia, Louise Forsyth was in favour of it and spoke as the daughter of parents suffering from dementia.
In their increasingly rare and more lucid moments, both my parents regularly state that they wish they could die. It is truly horrendous to watch two beautiful people who were highly intelligent, articulate and dignified lose all of their former selves and become angry, aggressive, fearful and totally dependent on caregivers to meet their needs.
Ms. Forsyth was confident any law change would include appropriate safeguards.
When assisted dying becomes legal, there will be legal processes in place, as there are with terminations, to protect people in the same way. And there will be measures to protect health professionals also.
However, that stance from Louise Forsyth was in contrast to a later submission from Neil Vaney, an ethics lecturer who pointed to the Netherlands as an example of how safeguards around legalised euthanasia weren't effective.
Individuals over 16 could request physician-assisted suicide, very strict conditions, and they looked really good on paper, and 12 and 16-year-olds could do so with their parents' approval. Later they added a protocol that people under 12 could have that under strict conditions.
Mr. Vaney suggested the loosening of strict conditions around euthanasia was also likely in New Zealand, should it be legalised.
And I would say, if we do pass legislation allowing it, you won't be able to confine it. It will just expand, because that's the experience of all other countries. We won't be any different. They tried to confine it. If you look at the conditions, they're very strict, and the structures are very, very good. but they basically don't work.
Neil Vaney speaking to the Health Committee.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.